I need roll call. Randy.
Tony.
Mark. All right, with that, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, the reason for this meeting is we, council, had received a letter from the Fire Relief Association with changes to the gambling operation. Now, I want to say a few things here first before we move much further. First thing, I want everyone to know that we're talking about the fire relief and not the fire department. That is who handles our gambling end of things. Tonight, there are no decisions that are going to be made or voted on tonight. This is kind of a workshop to discuss the direction we're going to take now that we've been told that we've had our meat raffles and bingo taken away. Those decisions will be discussed further at our regular council meeting in about a week. So now, with that, I want to ask my council, has everybody had a chance to review the letter from the fire department as to...
Yes.
And does anybody have anything to say about that or any questions?
You said fire department.
Fire Relief Association, not fire department.
I'm sorry, and as I stated to start with, I will make this mistake over and over again, and that's why I stated it to begin with. This is about the fire relief, not the fire department, but I will make that mistake, I'm sure of it, and that's why I want everybody to know that I'm speaking about the fire relief, not the fire department.
Hey, Gary, can you explain the difference? Please. Could you explain the difference between the two? I think a lot of people aren't.
Perhaps a fireman would better explain
that. Yeah.
And would a fireman care to stand and speak on that?
I will.
Go ahead.
As a fire department, every one of us that is on this fire department are city employees. The fire department is a department of the city, just like planning and zoning or maintenance or any other department of the city. The Firefighters Relief Association was created to manage the pension that comes along with being an active firefighter. Along with that, the Firefighters Relief Association is a 501c3, therefore can operate charitable gambling. That does not mean that a relief association must operate charitable gambling. Is that clear enough?
Thank you.
Okay, and again, amongst council, are there any questions or comments that anyone has?
Not this time.
Okay. Well, if, you know, so we're here to kind of discuss the direction we must take here. In prior meetings, we've asked, you know, for many things, and the Relief Association has decided to end the meat raffles and stuff. So I don't think this establishment, we want everything. We want the bingo, we want the meat raffles, and we want the pull tabs and stuff. So they've left us in a very difficult place here. So we need to move forward, and with that being said, I'd like Ann to say something about where we've gone so far moving forward.
The mayor, you did direct me a couple weeks ago, pending that this would come up, to contact other charitable gambling entities, of which I contacted Outing Chamber. They declined. Northern Lakes Hockey declined. And they didn't decline. They just said if it came to this, they would not be interested. Reamer Fire, not interested. Cross Lake, 50 Lake Legion, not interested. Then after this took place, it was yesterday, I got a call from the Emily Fire Relief Association inquiring about them becoming our charitable gambling and also outing fire relief. That's where it stands.
So with that being said, we do have a few others that are willing to offer the full gambling package possibly to us. I don't know, again, this is a workshop to discuss our options as to going forward and which way we want to go. But we've really been kind of keyholed here. We need the whole deal, and we're not getting it from our fire department, and that's, we need to have it all, I'm afraid. And with that, I guess we need to go elsewhere. I'd really rather not, but our hands are tied here. This has affected our staff in the liquor store here and their wages, and it's been kind of devastating to a lot of them. And it's a very difficult situation that we've been put in.
Gary, can I ask, why did this come about? Who doesn't want to do this anymore?
I guess I would, again, reference that question to the Relief Association.
Mr. Mayor, can I please request that people state their name and their...
Oh, yes. If you have questions or comments,
Nicole Seamers, I live here in 50, just wanting to know, I mean, why all of a sudden are we having a problem? I mean, why are they giving this up now?
And again, I think
it's not just now. This came to a head. I brought it up well over a year ago to the council, to our clerk, well over a year ago. We've been talking about it more in earnest since January. When we first gave the gambling, which Dick Schiller's in the audience, when we first started the bingo, it was under the understanding that the bar would take care of all the labor, which volunteers were easy to come by back then. Today, we can't get volunteers, so we have a heavy payroll. We don't have any volunteers.
Have you put out a request for volunteers? I know a lot of people would volunteer.
That's because everybody knows you can get paid for it, so why the hell volunteer?
Is your way to get any volunteers to show up on a regular basis?
Okay, so where does the money go?
One question, one comment at a time, and please stand and state your name if you're going to speak. So I think Colleen was asking the question.
So that was basically my question is, Colleen Ferguson, have you requested volunteers recently?
I can't answer that. That's not my department.
Okay.
I can just go.
Andy Hemphill, president of the Relief Association. Let me remind the entire council at this point that this goes back years, not just to the beginning of this year or last year. 6 years ago, there was a letter sent to the city from the Relief Association that was basically ignored. It's been repeated again and again and again. And we've sat in this room recently, within the last few months, and had multiple meetings, talked with council members, mayor, clerk. We have put idea after idea on the table, and all you chose to do is pick apart our operation down to what we pay, how many cents per raffle ticket, what we pay our employees hourly, why can't we make money? It's been stated that we're in financial trouble. That's false. We've watched our star rating go from a 5-star rating for years and years, and if you don't know how the system works, the state puts a star rating on every charitable gambling organization out there. 5 stars is the top of the line. Then 4, 3, you drop below 3, automatic sanctions. You can be put on probation. You can lose your gambling license altogether. We have put idea after idea on the table, and nothing has come from the city or the bar's end of it to try and work with us on this. That is the truth of this situation. If anybody says anything else, it's a lie. And what the city did when that letter was given to the city, within hours, posting things on social media, only giving half of the story, an inaccurate account of what was going on, and it spreads like wildfire and gets shared with all kinds of community groups. You got people out there starting new groups just because of this, calling out people by name, creating a cyberbullying situation, putting people in harm's way. I don't know what you want out of this, but I think you ought to tell the complete story, the full story. Go all the way back to the beginning. Look at the history of it.
I disagree with a great deal of that statement, Andy. You have brought things to us. We've brought things to you. Maybe you say that we have slammed it shut, as you have on us. And as far as, look, I'm not going to go down that road, but I disagree with what you just said on a great deal of it. Some of it is accurate, but not all of it.
Which some of us did some research too. When I thought that they wanted some suggestions and whatever. And I know that most of the members, they're not gamblers or don't go around and look at other stuff. One week I went to three different meat raffles at three different places. And I just came back with suggestions and ideas. This is how they do theirs. And it was mistaken that, and I got just like, I don't want to hear anymore about somebody else saying something about this. And that was not what I intended. I was trying to get some suggestions. Not that you have to take them. I was just throwing some suggestions out there about bingo and meat raffles in other places. So I did do some research.
Scott Seamers, 50 Lakes. How come this is the first of public's hearing about this? I mean, yeah, you expect everybody to go online and follow you. People have lives, you know, they're not going to. This is the first meeting that I've ever heard about this situation. I don't know about anybody else here.
Right.
And why wasn't there something put out there to where the locals and the community and the population that are here try to help resolve this? Instead, all of a sudden, here we sit, prime time, and we got nothing going on.
And with even the fire department to do it, that's not fair enough.
And I mean, is it a rule that the fire department has to do the gambling?
No, we can start a 50 Lakes Rotary Club tomorrow. It's going to take a while.
That would be a question.
That would be a wonderful suggestion.
You know, it's just
that is actually one of the. That's a great option.
Because you think about it, it's crunch time. It's money time right now.
That's the time to make the money.
Yeah, and we're going to lose out.
You know, as far as a gambling manager, what. Is there a salary involved with that? Who figures that out? Who comes up with that?
Depends on the organization.
What's that?
It depends on the organization.
Okay.
Well, that's something that...
There were just some questions I had.
All right. Thank you. Jackie?
Yeah, I'm wondering...
Please stand in the state.
Where does this money go that we get? Where does this money go that the association makes? Doesn't go to the fire department?
No. 100% of all.
Where does it go?
100% of the net profits that come from charitable gambling are mandated to be donated back to other charitable organizations.
Like what? Show
stuff.
Me. Show
just
me.
Just shut up for a second.
No.
Sit on, both of you. That's enough of that.
Jeez.
Malarkey.
You say this, but we
Jackie,
don't know it.
Jackie.
What?
Please sit. They do donate 100% of their proceeds. Anything that they don't use for their wages and whatnot, all of that does go out to the... They give out scholarships to the children in the community.
Right, I know that.
They do a lot of good things, and I won't ever say anything bad on
right.
them.
Okay.
They do give
I
their money
know that.
Away.
I didn't know that's who did it.
And
I thought it was the fire department.
And I'm holding $40,000 to give to the city.
Please stand
I said Brandon up. Peterson. How about the money that we donate back to the city from this as well?
Yes, you donate for the fire trucks, the city-owned fire trucks, and these sorts of things. I've looked at that over the past few years, and yeah, I know where your contributions are and where they've gone, and yeah. Dawn?
You asked where the money's going, okay? I'm going to keep my temper. So we have given over $1 million to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And to the community, well, not just the city. We've also given more money to scholarships, to kids that go camping, to schools, to people who have special needs. We, not us as an organization, we give, we give to the food shelf. We've given $1,500 twice a year to this food shelf and to Pine River Food Shelf. As it comes to the money to the city, this takes off money because not only do we buy the fire trucks, but we also have bought all the maintenance vehicles. That takes relief off of the money for the city people. If you don't have that money that we're giving, that we're actually making money. We're only making money off of full gas. We're not making money off of bingo. We're not making money off of the meat raffles because now we are paying wages. We are paying more expenses. So we have actually been paying as a business.
The last 2 years.
Just address the council, please. I don't want to have a bunch of crosstalk here.
So us as a relief association have actually been paying for people to come to your bar to play bingo. We have paid out of our pocket for people to come to your bar for the meat raffle. We haven't made any money out of that because of all the expenses that have gone up, because of all this stuff. And then it was brought up that maybe the fire department should donate their time. And there have been other organizations or other ideas that have come up that we could not, as an association, do. But we have also, this all started with the city when we asked the city to please give us a percentage off at the bar so that we could, off our rent that we pay for our stuff so that we could make our balances across the board instead of just giving all the money away. We were told no. And it wasn't even brought to a city council. We were told no.
Dawn, as I recall at that meeting, there were two options given. One was reduce the rent, which after the fact we looked around and everybody pays the same everywhere. The second option was for us to kind of take over the meat raffle, the sales of the meat raffle, and all of that sort of thing. At that time, I wanted to see how that would work out if the city were to take that over, and I asked for some information on that. As far as to this day, I have not received that information. I spoke to one of your fire relief association members earlier today, and I asked him that question a couple times, and he finally told me to Google it. I was told that information is here. I have gone to Ann numerous times asking for that information. I've asked for that information from you guys.
I
was told today to Google it.
Okay, so you can Google. Well, you can Google it and find out what our association is. But, that being said, as a relief association, we earn the money off of the poll tax. That's where our money comes from. To donate back to you. To donate for the scholarships. To donate for the stuff. That takes the tax relief off of your community. Okay? So, that doesn't include the rent. That doesn't include any of that. That is what we make because we can't put the money in the fire department because that has been a miscommunication. Not $1 has gone back into our fire department. We cannot do that. So that money, that is where that money is going. But if we're not selling toll tabs anymore and tonight is our last night that they vote that we are not an organization in here, other organizations are not going to donate back to your city. So that relief will not come off to you guys. Your taxes are going to go up because the city has voted not to keep the relief association in the community where we donate back to your scholarships, where we donate back to the city so they can buy your fire trucks and for your plows and for your and your
okay,
stuff.
Don, let's keep this short now.
Yeah, stay 2 minutes.
I think we all get the idea. It's, you know, the thing is when you guys came to me this spring, there's a $4,000 discrepancy there as to what you were paying out and what we were earning in rent. And I asked I asked to see that, and nobody came forward and gave me any of that information. How is anyone supposed to make an informed decision when you don't have all of the information? And when I ask for it, it's not given, and all I'm met with is anger.
Okay.
So, Donna?
Really?
Sorry about this.
Really?
I believe that three people from our Relief Association, I think it was four actually, that came to you, and I believe that not all of the city was included in that, that came and gave you a presentation with the numbers of where it went, why we're losing money, how much we lose money.
This is what you had given us.
That's what we gave you.
This is very hard for me to decipher.
They explained it line by line.
No, this doesn't show wages as far as who's, I mean, how much do you guys spend on, and I don't want to go down this road.
No, we're not doing
this. I'm not going to go down this. No, I'm not going to get into this.
You're more than welcome to show up at one of the Relief Association meetings and listen to all the numbers.
And as I had stated in a meeting last week to one of the firefighters, I have a difficult time doing that because I have a liaison. I have another person that sits on that. That goes to the quorum. The suggestion I got from that person on your fire department was change the rules. I can't change state rules.
I don't know who you're talking to about that.
Well, I'm not going to bring up names.
There's a simple way to do it.
Jackie.
I'm wondering, I've never seen you at a meat raffle or bingo, so I don't know how you can justify what you're saying other than... No.
Okay, hold it. We're talking to the council, and if we can't talk to the council, we're not going with this back and forth.
Okay, so then what I need to know is why, if the association they're talking about knew they're losing money, why in January and February, when they know 50% plus are gone, they didn't cut the meat raffle? Why in October, November, when you've known it for how many years, because the people leave, the elderly leave and go down south, and they know that happens, why the meat wasn't cut back, why you're getting 20 packages of meat for 10, 20 people that may show up, why wasn't that looked at and taken care of?
Okay, thank you. Your point is made. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I don't know if anyone would like to rebut that, but that's fine. Well, I guess, really, I think people have said what they've wanted to say. As I stated earlier, we're not coming to a decision on this at all tonight. This is going to move on to our June 9th regular council meeting. And that's when we may or may not make those decisions. But that's kind of where we're at now. This meeting, yes, sir.
Hi. Hi, it's Jim Baton. It's the first time I've been to this meeting, first time I've been in any meeting here. Anyways, I'm a retired disabled firefighter from Bloomington. I did 11 years. I've been talking with some people on the fire department. I don't know if all my information is accurate or not. I have actually said that I would get on the fire department as an engineer if they would have me. I do know how to drive truck and pump engines. I would need a refresher course. It's been 20 years since I've fought fires. But I did drive 58-foot straight trucks and drove five different pump engines in Bloomington for 10 years. I cannot firefight because I've got bad knees, bad joints. I just had both my hips replaced in the last 3 months, so I cannot firefight, but I can drive truck, I can pump an engine. I also said, I'm retired, I live up here, I live on Wood Lake. I said I would step in if the gambling manager doesn't want to manage the whole thing. I could do it. I was told that it takes about 40 to 60 hours a month, and that there was a $1,500 salary or something. I'm retired, I'm at home, I've got computers, I know how to do spreadsheets, I worked for General Mills for 28 and a half years, worked on computers every day of my life. I could handle managing the gambling if they wanted me to. So I'm just putting that out there. I don't know if that's, like I said, I don't know if I have all the information right or not. I haven't talked to the fire chief, I've talked to a couple firefighters. That's all I know. So I'm just putting that out there.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Gary, can I say one more thing?
Colleen?
Thank you. Yeah. All right, Colleen Ferguson again. I understand both sides of what's going on here, the time and the commitment and everything that the Fire Relief Association is putting in there. My one request is, have they considered the impact to the community as far as the people who only bit of socialization they get, the community impact, is maybe coming to a meat rack. That's all they get. They don't have people around them that they can go visit. You know, so it's bigger than just the Firemen's Relief Association. It also has to do with the impact to the entire community. Now, you guys suggested, I think, Mark, you suggested a rotisserie club. I think that's a great idea. I know a lot of people, myself included, who would jump on that. My question is, are you guys willing to even consider time for that to get up and running and keep it open through the busiest part of the season while we get that up and running? I'm just asking you guys to consider that.
I would definitely think we would think about something like that as one of the four options I have on my short list.
Thank you.
I would really love to see something along those lines, because I think it would help heal the division. And this isn't a division that just started tonight. This vision's been, next August, all 30 years on this department. My father-in-law did 38 years, and he says it dates back to his time. Mm-hmm. Most of the fire department do not go to the bar. I don't know about you, but if I'm having a heart attack, I don't want somebody responding from the bar.
Right.
Yeah. On that note, because of this Gambling Relief Association, it's created a very big division, and I'm talking not just now, but over the past history. The history of the city, there's been a division between the bar and the fire department.
That's too bad. That is, it's a shame.
And I think a Rotary Club would be a great avenue to go down to bring everybody back together. I know everybody in the fire department. I know a lot of this community, and my heart is with them. I don't want to see this go either. I'll tell you what, that is one of the sales points when I'm trying to recruit a fireman, is yes, there's a lot of work involved. But you get to give away money, because voting on a scholarship or voting somebody to go to horse camp, going to camps in general, the foundation used to send people to, help me out, Long Lake Conservation Camp. I miss not sending kids places on our dime. Mm-hmm. That is one of my favorite things to do, is to vote to where we're gonna, who we gonna give money to. And 10 years ago, if we had a $15,000 a month, we'd give away 10 of it. Now, if we made $15,000, which I think we did, we lost $3,000. If you're in business and something doesn't make money, which the bingo, the races, and the meat raffles don't make any money. We break even at best. And a lot of that has to do with payroll. And back when I remember sitting with Dick Schiller in the beginning, Dick, what do you want to do? Do you really want to go down this road? Well, as long as they're going to deal with everything, and at that time, Tony did deal with everything. She recruited all the volunteers. She kept it running. But over time, it was volunteers or volunteers. Oh, I got this going on. I can't make it. All of a sudden, now you got nobody to run bingo, which it takes at least two, if not three people.
Okay, I have to step in there because, yes. No, that's not what happened. What happened was when we moved over here, and I don't remember, Dick, when I, like maybe 2012, 14, somewhere in there, when I came to the fire department and told them that with my job here, when I was manager, that I it was just too much for me to do bingo once a week and meat raffles twice a week. I did those for free. I never charged the bar, never paid me.
Right.
I never got paid for any of that. I did that for ever since we started until I quit, probably 20 years for nothing. But I ran the volunteers. I lined up the volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have maybe stayed, but most of them were mostly kind of loyal to me. And they might, and I don't think anybody made a big effort to get them to stay.
I can't speak to that. I know just what people have told me. I don't know that you are, you know that. And I'm just saying it's been very difficult to get. I know it's been a couple occasions where they couldn't get any volunteers to run the neighborhood.
Okay, see, I didn't have that problem, but that was before.
But you lived in, it was your bar. And you're the manager, but everybody did it for you as a person.
But again, that book, I'm sorry.
On the back there, Renee.
My name is Renee Gaffman, and I am one of the workers for gambling. And it's hard for me, because all the time I hear is wages, wages, wages. And us girls, and including Lori, we work hard. There's like 5 hours that we don't take a break. We start, sometimes I come in early, but I put down at 3:30. Sometimes I come in at 3. And sometimes we don't leave till 8:30, 9 o'clock. And we're going constantly. If you could find volunteers, hey, I'll spend one night with those people. Gary, yourself, if you want to volunteer, you know, but you got to be on a consistent basis, which was these people were doing, including myself, on a consistent basis. And I know Jackie brought up about the firemen not being here. And I used to bitch, too, about, you know, where are the firemen? They're never here. So I have a son that's on the fire department, 29 years currently, and I said to him, because he asked, how's this going up here? And I said, you know, the fire department, or the relief association is pulled up. And he said, you know, Mom, people don't join the fire department to do meat raffle, horse racing, and bingo. They join the fire department to be a fire person, you know. So I can change my attitude too. Not that it came from my son, but he was right. They didn't join the fire department for, you know, for meat raffles and all the, you know, all those other things. But I do resent that, you know, it's wages, wages. Well, we worked hard for those wages. We really did. If you can bring a team and you need at least five, six people to run that efficiently. There's a lot of paperwork on the back burner that people don't see. You know, for horse racing, the only one that we don't do is the meat raffle. Otherwise, we got 3 pages for every race we run, and we've been trying to shorten the bingo. And we have a spreadsheet there, and the auditors and Lori have to tie out that every week. And we're not perfect. We've been making mistakes because we're trying to condense the amount of time and condensing the time that we're charging the fire department. So we're rushing through things, you know? Yeah. So you're at least, when you work on a Thursday night, you start at 3:30, that's the time you put down, and you're putting 5 hours. Good luck for volunteers. You know, so, just saying.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Renee.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody got anything else to say? If not, I'm going to call to adjourn the meeting. Jackie?
I just want to say again, and I said it before, knowing that the numbers were going down and money was being lost, why wasn't adjustments made? It's been years and years the seniors have, years and years the seniors have left.
Okay, you had made this point already, Jackie, thank you.
I know, but
that's
going to put me on anyways.
Gary, I got one more thing. Scott's first.
Scott.
So bingo, you got 3 people running bingo, and you need what, 12 people?
Sorry.
For people to play, correct?
Just two.
Two?
Two now.
Okay.
Down to two.
Sometimes 3?
No.
Never 3?
Not years past.
Okay.
So we cut
that. And you're getting a wage, and you, 12 people to play bingo?
I don't know.
15 to start.
Okay, so 15, your payouts don't even pay the salary or the wages for these people to be doing that. So why wouldn't you raise that up to say, hey, we need at least 25 people to play bingo. You're not, you're losing money paying employees when you're not making any money selling bingo companies. You know, you got to do the math. It doesn't take a rocket science. It doesn't take a rocket science to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's not our decision.
No, but I mean,
that is the fire relief.
If the fire department relief is paying them, all they're doing is put money behind them. So.
Same amount of need to put out at knee raffles when there's 50 million people or 10. Nothing's been changed. Why is that?
Well, it's hard to justify how much meat to bring in because you never
know. All right, let's keep the conversation here. And right now, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.